الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him. And we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. Anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of Asma'illah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Wakil, the trustee, the disposer of affairs, the guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Wakil. In his hands, all the affairs. And everything goes to him. And everything in his commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Wakil, he directs all the affairs of his slaves as he wishes. When they depend on him, he guarantees their well-being. And if they don't depend on him, they depend on others, they let them to the others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strongest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has everything in his hands and everybody under his control. When you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be your guardian, to be your trustee, then you are in good hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name al-Wakil came to the Quran in 14 times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. It's enough for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disposer of all affairs, the guardian. And another ayah, وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will be enough for you. In another ayah, ذَلُكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَعْبُدُوهُ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. Everything depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guardian. And who have the choice, the human and the jinn, if they depend on Allah, they are enough for them. If they don't, they go with what they depend on and they are losers. Another ayah, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ نَذِيرٌ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are just a warner. You warn the people about the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of everybody. Another ayah, Allahu khaliq kulli shay wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything and everything under his guardianship. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib la ilaha illa huwa fattakhidhu wakeela. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the eastern and the western, and take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to take him as a guardian for your well-being, for your goodness. He created your life and its problems for you to get closer to Allah. When you have difficulties in work, when you have sickness, when you have problems, when you have enemies, when you have fears of everything, of anything, just say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Prophet Musa alayhi salam to him, Ya Musa wa izzati wa jalali ma tawakkala alayya abdun illa kafaytuh. Oh Musa, anybody ask me to be a guardian, I will be sufficient for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuha al-insanu innaka kadihu inna rabbika kadahan famulaqeen. It means that you're going to be working very hard, but you don't know what the outcome will be. But if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the guardianship to be your trustees, He will guarantee you the good result for yourself. Because you may do your best, but unfortunately, you don't guarantee the outcome. But take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your guardian. Take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your trustees, and you will be in good hands. If you have a problem in the court, you ask lawyers to represent you. And the lawyer may do their best, but the situation could be more than the lawyer could handle. Even the lawyer could go against you on purpose or not purpose, for whatever reason. But when you are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take him your wakil, your guardian, you don't worry about anything. Because everything in his control, everything under his command, the hearts of your enemies in his control. He can change the situation from the other side for your sake when you make tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Tawakkul ala Allah. When your enemies planning for your destruction, tawakkul ala Allah. Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your guardian. When your enemies deceiving you, tawakkul ala Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for you. If your enemies, which is the main enemies of humans, is shaitan, also tawakkal ala Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them away from you. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The devil has no control on the people who make tawakkul ala Allah. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Always keep it on your tongue. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. When Prophet Ibrahim was thrown in the hill, in the fire, by Namrud, Jibreel came to him and asked him, do you need any help? Prophet Ibrahim told Jibreel, from you, no. But because Prophet Ibrahim tawakkul ala Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the fire to be peace and calm. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَهِيمٍ. Because Prophet Ibrahim tawakkul ala Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tawakkul ala Allah. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. all the enemies was planning to get rid of the Muslims, including the prophets. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims say, "Hasbuna Allahu wa ni'ma al-wakeel." فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء واتبعوا رضوان الله والله ذو فضل عظيم. The outcome, victory. The outcome, Islam in every corner in the world. Because of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his followers was, had tawakkul على الله سبحانه وتعالى. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting and with something very serious that he was thinking about. The companion asked him, "What's the matter, Prophet Muhammad?" He said, "The Israfil, the owner of the horn, the angel who is going to declare the end of this world, hold the horn and bent to start the declaration of this world." So the companion asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "What we say, Prophet Muhammad?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel." And the matter of the Day of Judgment is more than anything else. And the matter of the Day of Judgment is the one that you should care about it more than anything else. Anything happening now is going to pass. Whatever it happened was going to pass. But what's going to happen in the Day of Judgment is going to stay forever and ever. No end for it. It means when you say Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel for all your affairs and for the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guarantee your well-being in the Day of Judgment to the paradise. One of two companions told each other, "Whoever will die first will come to the other and tell him, 'What did you find in the afterlife, after death?'" Say, one of them died and came to the other. And he told him, "Make tawakkul and have good tidings with the tawakkul." This means tawakkul ala Allah, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, and that's going to be your way to your well-being in this life and in afterlife. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he was in the desert when he fled Egypt to Midian, and for 3 days did not have any food or drinks. And he arrived to Midian, and he found the two girls of Prophet Shuaib, and he had helped them for the sheep to drink. And after he helped them, he sat and he told and he prayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Rabbi inni lima anzaltu ilayya min khayrun faqir." He said, "Oh Allah, I am poor." And what happened? Immediately. So, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ قَالَتْ إِنَّ أَبِي يَدْعُوكَ لِيَجْزِيَكَ خَيْرَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. Immediately after he prayed that, one of the girls came back to him and told him, "My father wanted to pay you for what you did for us." And not only that, that girl who came to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a wife for him. So from a prayer, the result is coming back with the best and even more than what you could imagine. Prophet Musa alayhi salam also, when he fled Egypt with his people, and in front of him is the water, is the sea, and behind him the Pharaoh with his soldiers. And his people were saying, "We are destroyed. We are destroyed. In front of us is the water, where are we going to go? And behind us is the Pharaoh and his soldiers, where are we going to go?" Prophet Musa alayhi salam had a strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guardian. What did he say? "Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen." he had a strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to guide him to the right thing to do. And immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to hit the water with his stick. And immediately the water was split, and he and his people were able to go to the other side, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Pharaoh's in the same time. When Pharaoh kept on running behind him, aiming in that, and the water in the middle came together, and Pharaoh and his soldiers were drowned. So, at-tawakkul is a strong word. The believers and the level of faith in tawakkul is a very high level. About tawakkul, we can talk forever, but this is just examples. So now we say, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So how we can use the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wakil in our life? How we can apply it in our life? How we can depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wakil in our life? وَعَذَ اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. This means that tawakkul is a sign of iman, is a sign of strong faith. وَعَذَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers, who the people are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take him as a guardian. وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. On all levels of iman, tawakkul Allah is a sign of faith. Al-Iman wal-Islam wal-Ihsan. This is the levels of the iman, of the faith. إن الله يحب المتوكلين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you when you make him as a guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to make him as a guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. And when you look the fathers, look how much you love your children. And how much you feel about your children. What you feel about your children with love, just one of 99 times love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and wants you to be in the best when you follow him. When you go with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you happy in this life. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you in this life, he tests you with difficulties, he tests you with calamities or with any problems, because he wants to hear from you. He wants you to be near to him. But if he doesn't want to hear from you, he gives you. And he will want to hear from you. So this is a sign when you have difficulties and you get closer to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be closer to him and wants to purify you in this life before the afterlife. So Al-Wakil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your wakil, when you make yourself in a way that always depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there's five things. First, you have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prayers, to make your prayers, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do fast Ramadan, to do zakah, to do hajj if you can. All whatever you need as a Muslim supposed to do, you're supposed to do. Now, second one is your heart to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Your heart should not have anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart all the time. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the whole earth and heaven is not enough for me. But only the heart of the believer enough for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, that's the best level you can reach. So make your heart connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, with thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the affairs. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree, whatever you decree, then you get satisfied. You don't be rebellious. Whatever happened, it's happened for a reason. And don't think that what happened is because of something that should happen, something else should happen. No. Because what happened is the best for you if you know the truth. If you know the truth behind the scene, that's the best. So believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His decree. And also, you should be satisfied and He is sufficient for you. Because sufficient for you is not only in this life. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take something from you now, but He reserved it for you for the afterlife. When you go to the afterlife and see what's for you, you will not believe what happened to you. It's all good that you wish that everything else is for that moment of your life, which is going to be forever and ever. Luqman, the wise, told his son, Ya bunay, ad-dunya bahrun amiq, wakad gharqa fiha inasun kathira, fa'in istata'ata an takuna safinataka fiha al-imanu billah, wa hashuha al-amal bita'ati Allah, wa shura'uha al-tawakkul ala Allah. This means in this life, it's like you are in a ship, and if you want to move, make that move from your side with tawakkul ala Allah. That's going to guide you to the best for you. Also, tawakkul, you should do what you're supposed to do, and then tawakkul. A companion came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his camel and said, "Oh Prophet, this is my camel here. Shall I leave it loose and tawakkul on Allah, or shall I hold it tight and tawakkul on Allah?" Say, "No, a'qilha wa tawakkal." It means hold it and then tawakkul on Allah. So don't like mean that you're supposed to do what you have to do and then tawakkul on Allah. And the result, leave it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you just say, I'm a tawakkul on Allah, you sit, you don't work. No. You have to go out to work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send you provision. You have to study to pass the exam. You have to work in your work to continue working. Don't say that Umar ibn Khattab found someone sitting and he told him, "Do you think you want to sit next to the wall and the sky going to rain gold and silver for you? You go out to work so you can get your provision." اللهم إني أسألك خوف العالمين بك وعلم الخائفين لك وتوكل المؤمنين بك ويقين المتوكلين عليك وإنابة المخبتين إليك وصبر الشاكرين لك وشكر الصابرين لك وإلحاقا بالأحياء المرزوقين. اللهم إنا نسألك الطيبات وفعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين. اللهم اجعلنا دائما متوكلين عليك، لا لا نرجو النفع من أحد سواك. نلقي بأحمالنا وهمومنا وأمالنا بين يديك. أمرت أن يعتمد عليك المحتاجون، وقلت وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون، وما لجأ أحد إليك إلا رحمته، ولا استعاذ بك إنسانا إلا أعزته ونجيته. واغفر لنا يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.